Wings of Love bird shows are educational and fun for the entire family. Wings of Love bird show birds answer questions, spell words, ride bicycles, play basketball, roller skate, and more. Plus, you'll experience Swoop, the Eurasian eagle owl, swooping over the audience. Visit wingsofloveinc.org. That's wingsofloveinc.org for more information about these exciting shows. Find out how you can have Wings of Love at your event and the show schedules. Welcome to Bird Talk Live Online. Please enjoy our live Bird Talk radio show now in progress.
Between their eyes being absolutely massive compared to the size of their skulls, to the leading edge of their wings being barbed so that it cancels out noise while they're flying, so they're completely silent while they're flying at night, to the grip strength of their feet, which is actually what is used to kill their prey. So when they grab onto their prey, they squeeze as tight as they can so that their prey can't breathe and all their bones are broken. And, yeah, just literally every single piece of anatomy on an owl is engineered just to hunt at night. It's a very, very well-designed predator.
Yes, and interesting that you mentioned the barbed edges of the wings. I didn't know that. I've been to Yvonne's bird shows a couple of times, and she has her owl fly over the audience at every show practically. And the first time I witnessed this, and I'm telling you, listening audience, this is awesome. This is something that you're not going to see just anywhere. And if you would like to see one of Yvonne's shows, just go to wingsofloveinc.org. That's wingsofloveinc, like the abbreviation for incorporation, .org, and you can find her event schedule there. You can see a lot of her shows for free in many of the mid-continent libraries in the Midwest and other places. She's somewhere every week, and she always has Swoop, I think, at every show, was a Eurasian eagle owl. And I tell you, Ian, the first time that I saw Swoop over the audience, that was the first thing, one of the first things that impressed me was that I did not hear one wing beat. There was no sound when he swooped over the audience. None at all. You can't hear that bird.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive, actually. If you've ever seen and not heard an owl fly over top of you, I know a lot of, or at least I've heard of a lot of shows where they'll turn the lights off in a room and they'll have the owls fly around to different perches. Then they turn the lights back on and the audience is just amazed because they didn't hear anything at all.
It is, and especially considering the size and the weight of the bird, isn't that what is a great horned owl weigh? About 10 pounds? I think the eagle owl is around 10 or 12 pounds.
Actually, great horned owls are around 5 pounds. They're not that heavy, but compared to an eagle is a lot heavier than a great horn, but great horns are still pretty heavy for birds.
5 pounds. Yeah, that's pretty heavy. I have a blue and gold macaw that's, he has a large wingspan, but he's not anywhere near that heavy. You better not be, Max. We have to slow down on the nuts.
Yeah.
He's sitting here above me.
Yeah. So, owls and birds of prey are some of the heaviest birds that are out there. Just because of how much muscle mass they have and their talons and just how much, you know, how powerful their feet are. So that adds a lot to their weight. But by comparison, what I do is when I bring my barred owl around, I like to ask people if they want to guess how many pounds he weighs. And I get a wide variety of guesses. Some people will guess that he weighs 50 to 100 pounds. And when I tell them that he only weighs about 1.5 pounds, they can't believe it. It's like one of the most astonishing things for them.
Because of the size of the bird?
Yes.
And what is about the wingspan on that bird?
Of a barred owl, I believe it is 35 to 42 inches, but I'd have to double check that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, what, about 3 feet?
Yeah.
Amazing. I think the Eurasian eagle owls get up 5 or 6 feet. I'm trying to remember Yvonne's promo spots. She talks about all this. I think the males are smaller, a little shorter wingspan, and the female has something like up to a 6 foot wingspan, just a like a big, beautiful glider.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I only really know that for the birds that I work with. I actually have never had a chance to work with a Eurasian eagle owl. I'd really like to. They're very, very cool looking, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we can get something going. I know Yvonne travels. She doesn't usually take her birds that far, but I'm sure I'll hear from her after this show. And I'm sure also, Ian, that I will get a chance to visit the Wild Bird Center in my travels. I spend a lot of time on the road, and I will definitely be coming by there. I can't wait to see everything that we've talked about. I'm really looking forward to having you on the show again, and maybe some of your other people to talk about their life there and what they're doing, and more about the mission of the Bird Center. And what else would you like to tell us about your organization, about the daily life, about how other people can get involved?
Yeah, sure. So if you'd like to get involved with our organization, I would just recommend checking out our website, because it has so much valuable information. Just www.keepthemflying.org. You can find information about volunteering with our team, about how you can make donations to help us keep our mission going. You can learn about just things that you can do to help improve the lives of wildlife and wherever you live, too. There's so much valuable information on there. And a very, very valuable thing that we are trying to promote now, especially more recently, is our blog. So if you go to our website, you can check out our blog, and we write one blog every week. It comes out on Wednesday morning. And something that you might want to check out is a blog that I wrote a few weeks ago that talks about adopting exotic birds as pets. And something that we always drive home, which is that people really, really, really need to do their research before adopting an exotic pet, like a sulfur-crested cockatoo or a macaw, mm-hmm. because they are some of the most hard pets, or pets that it's most difficult to care for. I'm sure you know that by experience, too.
Right, right. That's interesting. I'm looking at your blog. So you are blogging about adopting exotic birds as well. Is there work that the Wild Bird Center does with exotic birds, or is this something you're interested in your personal time? Or?
Not so much. At the Bird Center, we only work with native and migratory birds. So we do get calls occasionally to help people with exotic parrots and other exotic birds. And we cannot provide any help to those people, unfortunately. We're not a veterinary office, so we always refer them to vet offices as well as other shelters for exotic birds and exotic parrots. There are a few shelters in the Miami area, but we cannot take exotic birds. It's just part of our organization and the work that we do. So what my motivation was for writing that blog was to help decrease the number of exotic birds that are misplaced or just breed and release because their owners couldn't take care of them anymore, because we don't mm-hmm. want that to happen to any birds whatsoever. It's a very sad story when that sort of a thing happened. And we actually used to have an African gray parrot at the Bird Center named Gizmo. And the only reason that we had Gizmo was because someone came to our offices and tried to get us to adopt Gizmo from them. But as per organization rules, we can't do that. And the next morning, we found Gizmo, the African gray parrot, just sort of laid on the front door of our building in a carrier, just no food or water for it. You know, it was just in really rough shape. So we really just don't want people to take on the responsibility of caring for an exotic animal if they don't have the means to do so. So we always encourage people to think like 5 or 10 times before adopting a pet. And if you think that it's right for you, then give it a shot.
Thank you.
thank you for tuning in to Bird Talk Live Online today. I'm your host, Mike Kiger. Please visit birdtalkradio.com again soon.